Now, our relationship experts are back. Alison Keating, psychologist, is here with me in Dublin, and psychoanalyst Ray O'Neill joins us from our Cork studio. They're here to answer your relationship queries and questions. And as always, if you do have a problem that you'd like some advice on, you can email us here, ray@rte.ie. Nice to see you, Alison.
Hello.
Good to see you, Ray.
Yeah, I'm waving from Cork.
All the way, you're waving from Cork. Come here, we are, we'll just lash straight into it because we have a little bit of a, we're a bit tight for time. So this is an email that came in from our listener, and it says, I'm disappointed by my husband's inaction this summer. We have two small kids and I've spent hours navigating their social activities and camps while we work. My husband has given me the odd grunt of approval when I would tell him the calendar. He was working abroad for a week, so I took the kids off for a few days. What I'm annoyed about is his lack of interest in planning when it comes to doing nice things with us to make the summer a bit more memorable as a family. He has also been away on a stag, has had a cycling weekend, or has a cycling weekend coming up for the bank holiday, and I just feel he's left us out. I want him to have fun, but we want to have fun with him too. Any advice? Alison, I'll start with you just because you're sitting in front of me there.
Yeah, so I think a lot of people are going to relate to this.
Yes.
You know, and like the juggle in the summertime is so unbelievable. But I suppose I hear what this woman is saying. She's saying she really wants him to have fun and be part of the family as well. But there's underlying kind of sense of, hey, can you not see what it's actually taken to kind of orchestrate the constant moving juggling balls and how difficult it is? So my advice would be, have a conversation. But what I find difficult is sometimes these conversations can get into arguments very quickly because they're like, oh, I know what you've done. But I think if you go a different route, and if she's looking for fun, this sounds really boring now, but there is a great book called Eve Brodsky's book, Fair Play. And there's a deck of cards that relationship that couples can have conversations together. They lay out all the tasks of the family and they pull out the ones related to them and they begin to make that invisible work visible.
Okay, interesting.
And it's not coming from a place of you don't do this, you don't do that. Yeah. It actually comes
because
that's
from, where it can kind of go very quickly.
Very quickly.
Yeah.
So it's kind of giving that space to actually go, do you know what? I need some space. I'm glad to see you're going off with the lads. I'm glad to see you're doing your cycling, but I'm feeling like I'm not getting that space myself. It's really important for me to come back into, you know, into this refreshed as well. And she wants to do stuff together as well. So it's a positive thing.
And I also think there are, and Ray, maybe you can come in here on this, in a relationship, there is one person who may be the organiser who, you know, who kind of historically all the way through does the planning, does the booking, does the organising, does the phone calls, does the uniforms. And then when it gets too much, can kind of go, oh, actually, I need help.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Are you talking about me? Cheekers, Catherine. It's like you're reading my mind. I think like that happens in so many relationship dynamics in so many families. There tends to be someone who's the general and sometimes someone who tends to be the foot soldier. I think the key word for me is her disappointment. What were the expectations and were the expectations communicated? Did you sit down with your husband in March or in April and kind of go, look, summer's coming up. How are we going to do this? Because I get that she's disappointed, but he may not be aware that he's the one that has disappointed her. I think the other thing around holidays is that people, it's like weekends, people just, particularly in couples and family, you're just like, I just want time to myself. But when you're a parent, when you're part of a family, when you're in a couple, you do have responsibilities to the other units in the family and you can't just disappear.
And it says as well, she wants to make the summer a bit more memorable as a family. But clearly there's people working as well. It is just a difficult time to get the balance right, isn't it?
And we have a very long time of summer holidays in Ireland. We really do. It's an incredibly long amount of time. And it's a sense of frustration for everybody because sometimes the kids are frustrated. They want you to come out and do things and you're trying to get work done. It's very challenging. But I think bringing the fun back in
Is the key.
And I think one of the things, sorry, Catherine, I'd be curious about is sitting down with your husband and asking him, you know, tell us about what did you have most fun in your childhood summers? Because for me, it was potentially sitting in the back garden in a paddling pool. Like the expectations were very low in 1970s Ireland. So the husband might be going, sure, they're busy, aren't they grand? And not aware of the labour, the money that's involved. So trying to find something fun is so individual. Try and make sure that each of the four members of this family has some fun things across the summer.
Okay, Great advice, guys. My brother got married last year. It was a lovely wedding. Since then, I've tried to connect with his wife and become friends with her, but she doesn't seem too interested in reciprocating. I've brought her out for dinner, asked her to come to a couple of gigs, and even tried to include her on a spa weekend I was having with some other friends, but so far it's just been the dinner she's come to. It was a bit awkward as we tried to find more in common than just my brother, but I suppose that's what happens when you try to get to know someone. I'd love for us to be close as we'll be in each other's lives for a long time, but she really isn't making any effort from her end. I don't want to come on too strong, so have stopped inviting her out, but now I feel I'm a little bit stuck. Ray, do you want to go first on that one?
Oh, look, this the joy of in-laws. They're like outlaws. You know, your family of origin, you've got blood ties. And then when somebody marries in, you know, it's always difficult because they may have very, very different expectations of what family is. Her responsibility is to your brother, not to you. And that isn't a slight on you. That's just about her choice. I would, you know, let things calm down, but then potentially invite the couple along to meet ye as a couple, so it's four rather than two. And just in the conversation, you know, it's great getting to know you. Just dropping, I suppose, subtle hints that underline, I'd like to get to know you better, but respecting her choice to have space and distance.
Mm. Okay, Alison?
I think just it's there's so much in this. It's the wanting to be friends. It's wanting to be liked. And it's the fact that they're in family and, you know, they're like, we already belong. Why are we not getting on better? Again, it's the expectation. So, I mean, it's just remembering that everyone has their own kind of temperaments that are different. You know, is she kind of, does this other lady like her own space? Does she like her own time? Mm. I'd go gently with it. And maybe, like as Ray's saying, I'd organise more kind of more easygoing like interactions where you could it's not so one-on-one. That might just feel a little bit too intense. So more like you could have frequency but less intense.
Okay. I don't know why the line that's coming to mind is she's just not that into you.
Yeah.
And look, it may indeed be that. Like sometimes, particularly if she loves her brother. Like I know, like with my sister, I just love her so much and it's the greatest joy in my life that she's marrying a fella that we both have a great relationship. That makes such a difference. But that tends to be more the exception than the rule. And that doesn't mean anything bad. It just means not everyone in the world can be our bestest friend.
Yeah.
But they can still be good people.
Yeah. All right, guys, thank you so much, as always, Ray and Alison.